Testing, 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 1, 2.
Nashville country artist Aaron Vance is at the microphone with his cowboy hat, strumming his acoustic guitar for a sound check.
Well, my outlaw country day, I'm a preacher's son. I was bullied. We grew up on a farm. I picked everything you think of. We grew corn, we grew soybeans.
It's the inaugural 2022 First Friday event at the Haney's Corner neighborhood in Evansville. Despite the cool, rainy weather, the crowd is out to watch Vance and the rest of the evening's live entertainment, the Black Opry Review.
Next time you see that alligator, it is 4 years later.
The Black Opry Review is a collective of about 20 black artists on the country music spectrum. Various combinations of these musicians tour together to show audiences that country music is for everyone. Travis Steimling is professor of musicology at West Virginia University. He says that while it doesn't seem like it today, black artists were present and influential at the beginning of country music's popularity.
But unfortunately, the country music industry, which formed very quickly in the 1920s, segregated the music industry into white, black, ethnic music. They had very, very strict categories based on race. And black musicians were largely kind of pushed to the margins in country music as early as the late 1920s. And so our kind of collective vision of what country music is has been overwhelmingly white for a better part of 100 years.
Currently, only 3 of the nearly 150 members of the Country Music Hall of Fame are black. They are DeFord Bailey, Ray Charles, and Charlie Pride. But now the Black Opry Review is trying to change perceptions one show at a time. Tonight, in addition to Aaron Vance, are Tyler Bryant, Nikki Morgan, and Julie Williams. Williams says each Black Opry Review artist will bring a different take on the genre with their own stories.
I'm in country music, country Americana, but I always like to say that my music is mixed like me, so it has lots of different influences, country, pop, jazz, blues, folk. All of that that comes together. I think the Black Opry Review is needed for a few reasons. One, so that people can find and discover artists that look like them, that sound like them, that have the stories that they wished that they had heard growing up. I remember I loved listening to country music, but I couldn't always relate to everything that was being told, and I wanted to hear my own stories.
She says it's also important for black artists to find each other and collaborate to build a sense of community. At venues like these, they also support each other. That was Tyler Bryant performing original song Stay Wild with impromptu support from the others. Aside from original songs, the musicians also played one rousing cover song each, like Nikki Morgan singing her rendition of Jolene by Dolly Parton with her more modern, empowered take on the classic. And I had to have this talk with you, cause, I don't want to hurt you, boo. The Black Opry Review was hired by the Arts Council of Southwestern Indiana. Community director Zach Evans says they were a good fit because local selection of country music also lacks diversity.
Evansville, as a top country market, desperately needed diverse voices. And at the Arts Council, that's part of our mission, is diversity in the arts. If you appreciate country music, you should want to hear all the stories that can be offered to you.
Sometimes audience members question why they're doing what they're doing. But overall, responses have been positive, like they've been today. Steimling says he doesn't have a lot of hope for closing the gap in representation in country music.
I don't think there will be parity in the country music industry for people of color or for women or for people in the LGBT community until there's a radical reform at the level of radio programming. And that doesn't look to be happening anytime soon.
He says the only way to make a difference is to call radio stations and request these country artists. And if you can, buy their merchandise at shows and online. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.
$5 says...